Welcome to Conversations with Community Managers, a podcast series with actual community managers from a variety of industries. On this podcast, we peel back the hype and get into how-to discussions that uncover community and social media management best practices. Conversations with Community Managers is a co-production of the Community Roundtable and Voce Communications. This is Doug Haslam of Voce Communications.
And Jim Storer with the Community Roundtable, and we're here with Thomas Meyer, the Senior Manager of Global PR at Sonos. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Why don't you start us off by telling us how Sonos operates in a community and social media capacity?
Well, we've been dabbling now in the community side for a little over 3 years right now. And when people ask me what our strategy is for Twitter or Facebook or any of the kind of social community elements, the answer is pretty simple. It's all about engaging and working endless hours to make sure people that are looking at Sonos, that are thinking about getting a Sonos, that are enjoying or not enjoying their Sonos, to make sure they know they're heard by the company and that we're here to help them get even more joy out of their experience.
So would you say, it's interesting, we were talking with Lauren Vargas, who is a community manager over at Radian 6, and the way she defined community, it sounds like you might have a similar definition in that it's not necessarily like a specific area on the web, but it's a group of people that may not necessarily know who each other are, but they're affiliated in some way, either as a partner or potential customer or an existing customer with your brand. And it sounds like that's kind of your definition as well.
Yeah, we're actually going through a change here at Sonos right now where we're kind of reevaluating and looking how we approach the consumer from the marketing standpoint. And actually, we've cut into three core functions. We've cut into a paid media, owned media, and earned media, which I'm now leading at Sonos. And earned media is really all-encompassing. It's press and PR in your traditional sense, but it's the more important element that is making more of an impact, right, is on this kind of very generalized community part of earned media. And when we look at that is, we've earned the respect of customers, we've earned voice, we've earned evangelism from them, and we want to make sure that they understand that we're appreciative, that they understand that we want to do better. That type of discussion is going around in so many different areas, guys, that it's hard to kind of put your finger and pulse on what to call them other than, the community. I know it sounds not very innovative, but, that's kind of how we're looking at it now. In the earned media side of Sonos is there's, this large community of customers, potential customers, partners, advocates, people that don't like our brand, people that are selling our brand on a daily basis, we want to engage with all of them to help our potential customers make the right purchase for our Ukrainian customers to buy more product and ultimately get more out of Sonos.
So just from a PR side, we have a traditional definition of earned media, which was really flatly getting coverage in, in traditional media, now, blogs and things like that. But you're seeing earned media, correct me if I'm wrong, but I interpret this as you're seeing earned media as more of a two-way street, an interactive thing.
Absolutely. I think at the end of the day, engaging the community, engaging the social sphere of marketing can be cross-functional. It definitely has its paid, its owned, and its earned moments, right? And, in 2011, we're going to set out and show, how we think we can do it effectively across these functions. But as we kind of, reshaped the way we look at marketing, we felt that social and community needs to be, from a strategy standpoint, needs to be run by, one of the core functions inside Sonos, and we've decided that to be earned because, in the traditional sense, earned has been, you know, getting the story out of the reporter or getting a review out of the magazine. It's much more than that now. We already know how traditional PR has been blown up. Well, you know, that review or that, you know, that beauty shot, you know, traditionally earned in a relationship maybe with Business Week or the Wall Street Journal is now, you know, you can earn the same type of media, whether it's a blog post or a Twitter post or whatever it is, from key influencers that would never call themselves media, from customers that live in, you know, the Netherlands that are DJs for radio stations, right? Mm-hmm. So to us, that's all earned media. As a brand, we had to earn, you know, if we're not doing the right job, we're going to earn the negative stuff, right? But at the end of the day, you know, everything that comes as a result of the customer's interaction with the brand is earned to some aspect.
So it's really interesting that you're talking about the concept of earned media and how it's evolving. I'd be really interested to hear how you view both advocates and evangelists and how you're interacting with them through Sonos.
You know, I kind of look at things a little bit differently. And I look at when I wake up every morning, I look at there's a big group of evangelists out there for the Sonos brand. And then I look at this massive group of influencers out there that might not be Sonos evangelists yet. And so every day my job is, my team's job as we evolve and getting ready to add a couple people to the team, you know, our job is to make sure we are addressing both. Both, you know, at the end of the day have a different, you know, you'd have to have a different tone and message with them. Somebody that's already bought into the brand, that wants to get more out of the brand, that wants to talk about the brand, you know, you really need to make sure, you know, you're giving them the access, you're giving them the response, you're giving them the time. An influencer that may not be associated with the Sonos brand, may not know anything about us, at the end of the day, that's how we're going to grow our, you know, grow our household number, right? That's what our goal at Sonos is to grow households. And every day we need to figure out how to turn more influencers into Sonos evangelists. And that's going to help with new product introductions. When you start breaking down what goes on in the tech and the consumer electronics world, there's a number of markets out there that have very passionate influencers in their market. And we want to, at the end of the day, figure out how to align with them and turn them into Sonos evangelists. So it is, you know, very cut and dry who the influencers are and then who, you know, become brand evangelists. And that's every day we're trying to figure out how to push them over from the influencer side to the evangelist side.
And it seems like you guys are really active in a customer support capacity, both mm-hmm. In social media. You also have some support forums on your website.
Right, you have on-domain and off-domain.
Right, right. So
yeah,
that seems like it's a big part of your strategy to kind of convert passive customers into active evangelists.
Yeah, you got it. You know, when these guys started the company back in 2002, you know, Sonos always, we aspired to be the next, we wanted to be the next Bose. I mean, we wanted to reinvent music in the home. And in this day of 2000, in the 2000s, you only get really one shot to launch a brand, especially in the world of consumer electronics. You know, people would be hard-pressed to name five brands that started in the 2000s and since the consumer electronics market that has stayed around. And the reason being is you have one shot to create a brand in consumer electronics, and traditionally a lot of companies will, you know, they're looking to flip, right? They're gonna flip the product to, you know, some bigger consumer electronics giant, and that's never been Sonos' goal. We've been out from day one to create a passionate community of Sonos. So even back in 2004, you know, this idea of social media may have not completely been mainstream yet, but our founder said, from day one, we have to create a passionate consumer base. It's the only way we're going to successfully launch a brand in the consumer electronics arena. And so with that, we really severely overinvested in making it as easy as possible for the consumer to get in touch with us. You know, when you first opened the product back in 2005, 2006, the first thing you saw was a phone number. on how to get a hold of us. We have to date, you know, since then, and we continue to be in your face to try to figure out how can we help you listen to more music. And so, you know, the bones of this company have really been built around making, you know, focusing on customer service, because you know, the experts all know, and we've all known it by now, high customer satisfaction leads to customer evangelism. That's the model. That's what works. We know that. It's 10, 12 years now that you can kind of, there's plenty of data to show that. And so, you know, that's been in the bones from day one at Sonos. And, you know, the social media trend, the Twitter and the Facebook over the last 3 to 4 years, that's just helped, you know, that's helped companies like us. Because we feel confident we've built a passionate and evangelistic customer base that's, you know, going to use social media and other ways to spread the word.
We're both Sonos users here. I would say that the complexity, and I'm not saying it's needlessly complex, but it is a product that takes a little bit of setup, probably necessitates this high touch part of the consumer outreach and consumer interaction. But my other real question here is that it's kind of a high, it's not a super expensive product, but it's a high-ish price point. Did that affect your decisions on approach to community and how to be so available, and or did it matter at all?
We've never shied away from being a premium product. We've embraced that. We've embraced the idea of multi-room music as a premium experience. It is also a very defendable position from a product standpoint. However, over the last 3 or 4 years, an incredible thing has happened, and that is the iPhone. And when I touched on it earlier about turning influencers into Sonos brand evangelists, licking our chops the day we decided to come out with an iPhone app. And why is that? Because we get to then market the Sonos experience to some of the most passionate brand evangelists there are, and those are the iPhone users. And since we released that product in 2008, it dramatically changed our business forever. And so, you know, creating new products and new ways to connect our product with massive customer bases, and today it's the iPhone and the iPad, tomorrow you can maybe guess what that might be. Those are some really passionate user bases that, if our strategies work and we get up every day and we look at, you know, those big influencer markets that we could eventually turn into Sonos evangelists, right? The iPhone customer, there's been a lot of room to grow there, and we've been very successful turning some of the most vocal Apple industry influencers on the planet into Sonos fans. And as you can imagine, that provides real value.
Speaking of the value, do you have measurement in place where you're able to see the effect, whether it be in direct sales or traffic to product pages and things like that?
No, I'm going to come clean and say I have absolutely zero measurement. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, to be quite honest, about 2 years ago, I went into the executives' offices and said, hey, we're going to start doing, well, we've actually been doing this Twitter thing for a while, and wanted to let you know that we're doing it, and here's why we're doing it. And I didn't pull out a bell chart or follower chart or any of that type of stuff. I just said, look, what do we know over the last 4 or 5 years? And that is that Sonos is a very, it's an extremely high word of mouth product. And what I related that to them and said, for the first time ever, with Facebook and with something like Twitter, you can see real word of mouth happening real time. You can never measure word of mouth water cooler talk. You can never measure how many times somebody talked about Sonos on an airplane. You couldn't measure how many times people talk about it in the coffee house. You can see that happening now with social media. And so when looking at things in that perspective, numbers, impressions, retweets, all that really doesn't what's driving our, you know, our earned media strategies. It really is knowing that, you know, deep down we're doing the right thing. We're engaging with our customers. Our customers are very happy. They're very evangelistic. They're very high word of mouth. Continuing to engage with them, continuing to assure their happiness will take care of itself. And you know, you can't really put a measurement behind that. So I don't know if that was a workaround to your question or not, but I think it's definitely always the toughest answer. And, you know, as Sonos grows, there will definitely be more data and measurement around what can turn, you know, the knob, you know, what can turn the lever or not. I mean, there's going to be things that we're doing this year and with some of the people that I'm hiring that, you know, we're going to do just that. Is start, you know, trying things that really can show we moved direct sales that week, or really shows that we did move, you know, website traffic that day. And we've got some great ideas to make that happen. I'm a believer that in this world of social or community, that we should never forget one thing that has worked since approximately 1995 in communicating things that people love and that people enjoy and information they find. And good old-fashioned email still, at the end of the day, is the best way to arm your customer evangelists with information about your brand. Everybody on the planet that you're trying to market to most likely has an email address. Everybody on the planet reads, writes, and sends emails. There's only a fraction of the people on the planet that use Twitter. There's really only a really small fraction, not as much of a small fraction as Facebook. But I'll challenge all community managers out there to look at a good old email as a way to arm your evangelists with information about their brand. And you know, there might be a chance where that brand evangelist of yours just didn't check in on his Facebook page yesterday or today or his Twitter feed for a week, but they've always checked on their inbox. And I think I'd love to learn in the future more ways that people are, you know, really getting creative with email to inspire social media and evangelism. So
that's great advice. You know, I'm not going to ask for your email address, but could you give us your places folks can find you online?
Yeah, we're at Sonos, or my personal account is tmeyeratplay. It's TMEYERAT play.
Well, thank you, Thomas Meyer, Senior Manager of Global Public Relations for Sonos. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
You have been listening to Conversations with Community Managers, a co-production of Voce Communications and the Community Roundtable. To comment on what you've heard, email Doug at voceconnect.com or Jim at community-roundtable.com. You can comment on our blog posts at vocenation.com or community-roundtable.com/blog. Subscribe to this series on iTunes or on our blog.